This is Up to Date on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison, in for Steve Kraske. A few years ago, President Obama said, "One of the things that I really strongly believe in is that we need to have more girls interested in math, science, and engineering." So some local groups are taking proactive steps to encourage girls to participate in STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math education. What better way to get a room full of middle and high school girls excited about programming than...
No, that's not a catfight you're hearing. That's App Camp, a week-long camp for girls only to learn application programming. Their first assignment? Create an app that would make a picture of a cat on your phone meow. Or... It was the perfect introduction to programming for this group of mostly middle and high school girls.
My name is Abby Goodman, and I go to Corinth Elementary. Still.
The girls were at camp for a variety of reasons, and almost none of those were because my parents made me.
I heard from my brother that engineering was really fun because he just went into this engineering program at Olathe Northwest, and when he was like walking around the classes, he said like how awesome it was, and he's like, "I'm gonna have so much fun this year."
I just always liked coding, and I thought this would be a fun class to do.
And for some, this could very well factor into their future.
That's what I want to do when I grow up. I do want to make apps and applications for a living, actually.
By the end of the week, each team of two girls will develop a fully functioning app for Android phones. And even on day one, some teams already had some ideas going.
Well, I was going to say we should do an app that like helps you pick out clothes in the morning. But then she told me she wears a uniform to school, so we're kind of debating between which apps.
It looks like in addition to learning code, they're also experiencing some of the challenges that come with being an entrepreneur.
That was Up to Date associate producer Lisa Rodriguez, and the girls that she spoke with were Abby, Kylie, Athena, and Eva. We have a couple of their App Camp colleagues with us here today, Kaylin and Emma Johnson. They live in Olathe, and they're two of the participants who attended the camp. Kaylin and Emma, welcome to Up to Date.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here. And also joining us in the studio is Laura Loyacono. She's the program director at the KC STEM Alliance. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Nice to be here.
Laura, let me start with you. Boys need to know this stuff too. So why a camp only for girls about coding?
Well, there's lots of opportunities for coding camps all across Kansas City for boys and girls. This is the third year we've done an all-girls app camp, and we cater to the interests and needs of girls.
And how was it different, do you think, because it was only for girls?
Well, one thing we looked at the research that shows us that girls are more motivated by people and mentors. And so in this camp, we had not only just the technical aspects of learning how to code, but we also brought in women professional coders from all across the metro to help mentor the girls and show them why they went into the field, which frankly is male dominated. So we think it's really important for them to connect with women who do the jobs that they aspire to someday.
Well, let me talk to these participants who are here with us. Kaylin, why don't I start with you? How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Okay, so you're at Olathe Northwest. I don't want to get that wrong. Tell us about the camp. How did you spend your days?
Okay, so starting the first day, we got a group of girls, and it was just so much fun. We learned each other's names, and I loved how I was able to learn with other girls my age, not my age, and how we're all interested in the same or similar things.
What do you think was the best part of the camp?
Oh my gosh, just learning things with other girls is just so much fun.
And you're here with your sister, Emma. How old are you, Emma?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, and were there different activities for kids of different ages, or were you all together all the time?
Well, we were all doing the same thing. We're all kind of mixed up different ages, and we're all doing the same thing until the very last few days when we split up into other groups and did our other apps.
And tell me about the apps that each of you particularly worked on. Kaylin, what did you do?
My partner and I, we worked on a daily planner app where you're able to make your own planner, and you can do it for daily, weekly, monthly, yearly use, and you can put in all your appointments, days, assignments, everything.
And how long is the camp? How many days were you there?
5 days.
Okay, so were you able to finish this project in that amount of time?
We were. Wow. The program did limit us, so we weren't able to put in all of our things that we wanted to for the app, but we were able to make it completed and make it work.
So is it on your smartphone now? Are you carrying it around?
No, I actually am not. I have an iPhone. It doesn't work for iPhones.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess there are some limitations. Emma, how about you? What did you work on?
Well, my group, we made a game. It was called Roll, which we couldn't really come up with anything better.
Okay.
But the point of the game was to get a red ball at the bottom of the screen to collide with a black ball at the top. But there were bricks or obstacles moving in the path. They moved back and forth, and they like would disappear and reappear at some other spot. So you didn't really know where they were going to appear. And the levels got gradually harder. But because of the limits, we only created two levels.
Okay.
So to get the red ball to move, you need to tilt the screen, and the black ball doesn't move. So
okay, but it's in progress. If you wanted to keep working on it, you could, and you could finish it. I guess I am just astonished. I would not have any idea how to even begin to do these things, and you learned enough in these few days to make something that is recognizable as a game or as a office utility on your phone. I'm amazed by that. Did you know some of this before you started, Emma?
Not at all. No, I was totally new to it.
How about you, Kaylin? Is this something that you began in school, or is this all new to you?
It's pretty much all new. I've done code.org stuff and Hour of Code, but that's about it.
All right. So there are some other opportunities. I guess, Laura, how typical are Kaylin and Emma's experiences of the other girls who come to the camp?
I think they're pretty typical. Next year, we hope to do an advanced camp, and maybe they can come back with us and learn part two. But what's important to know is that we want students and kids to draw upon math and science, things that they learn in school every day to prepare for STEM. And so what we hope to do is help them build on those academic skills and do interesting things with math and science, like writing code.
And do you have any way to gauge the results? Do you track you said this is the third year for this camp. Have you seen how girls who've been involved in the past have gone on to use STEM more in their other activities or to do better in school?
Well, at our organization, which is Casey STEM Alliance, we track the progress of a lot of our students. We have about 19,000 students in the Kansas City metro area that are involved in our STEM programs, from first robotics to Project Lead the Way at elementary and high school. So we track their progress. These girls in particular are still young, so we won't know how they come out quite yet. But what we do know is females are actually a shrinking percentage of the computer science workforce. And that's just not going to work for us in Kansas City, where that's such a large influencer in our economy. And so we are very concerned, as are the colleges and high schools, that we are able to capture the attention and interest of girls and get them on into college computer science programs and off into the workforce in 8 years or so.
So, Kaylin, if I answered this question myself when I was 14, I would have had to change my answer many times in the years after answering it. But I'm going to ask you now, what do you plan to do when you grow up at this point?
Right now, I'm training horses, and I really enjoy that. I'm interested in genetic engineering, so I'm still able to work with animals somewhat and do engineering at the same time. So,
and does being part of this camp that puts computer coding skills to use, does that change how you think about your own future?
I think so a little bit. It makes me more open to other engineering and computer ideas and jobs.
And Emma, it's even more ridiculous to think you know what you want to do when you grow up when you're 12, but do you have some inklings about it?
No, not at all.
That's
fair. I have no idea what I want to do.
Well, let me ask you this then, Emma. What else did you do at this camp? Was it all coding all the time, or were there other activities too?
We were pretty much just coding, but we got to interact with a lot of people. And so we had some guest speakers come in, and they didn't, not all of them did exactly like coding, but they still worked in the STEM force, and that was really interesting with seeing what they do.
So who were some of these speakers? What did they talk about?
Well, I know there were a few people from like Commerce Bank working in coding there or whatever, and we had some people from Google. We video chatted with someone from California, works with Google.
Uh-huh.
Those were like two of my favorite ones that came, kind of.
And Kaylin, is it surprising to you to see women working in these fields?
Not as much as it would surprise everyone else, because I am like, and I'm into like coding and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, well, I know this is what I do. And I know that there's people doing it, but other people that I don't really realize, they all think, oh, it's a guy's job.
Hmm. Now, I understand that both Kaylin and Emma won some awards. Am I understanding that right, Laura?
They did. At the end of camp, we had speakers all week. As the girls mentioned, we had Commerce Bank and Cerner, Google, and then we had some judges from various organizations, the Federal Reserve Bank, for example, just trying to show the wide variety of job opportunities. But the girls presented in teams their app in front of professional coders. And so it was a pretty tough group of judges, and they asked some questions. The audience was able to ask questions, and then multiple awards were given. And so these two ladies presented some of the very best apps with really fine, interesting graphics, but also really good coding behind it.
Which someone else would have to be the judge of, because I sure couldn't make any sense of that. But you guys can. So I guess my last question to you two, Emma and Kaylin, is would you do this again? Or maybe what will you do next? Do you want to continue to develop these skills, Emma?
I think I would definitely want to try this again. Like Laura mentioned, like maybe next year there might be a more advanced camp. I might go to that rather than doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm definitely interested in continuing with this.
And Kaylin, what's next for you?
I'm actually in the A&E program at my school, so I get to do that. And next year, if I get the chance to, I'm definitely going to come back and do it again.
Very good. Where can folks go to find more information about the KC STEM Alliance, Laura?
Please go to kcstem.org on our website. You can sign up for newsletters. And we're also going to be really promoting more opportunities for girls in technology. Be aware, in December, we'll be really publicizing it a lot.
Great. That's Laura Loyakino. She's the program director at the KC STEM Alliance. And we also had Kaylin and Emma Johnson here from Olathe, who took part in the camp. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Thanks. Yeah.